moviegoers got their image of San Francisco's birds from the Alfred Hitchcock film. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says the birds in the new documentary The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill are a lot nicer.
Tourists stare at Mark Bittner.
Wow.
And as Judy Irving's charming and emotional documentary The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill makes clear, he's very much worth watching. A bearded man in a worn jean jacket, his hair tied back in a ponytail, Bittner is surrounded by a flock of birds. Not just any birds, but cherry-headed conures, lime-green parrots with the reddest of tops. They sit on his head and peck at his glasses. They eat seeds out of his hand. They are completely at home with him and he with them.
You silly bird. Why doesn't anybody else do that? How come you're the only one that does that? What does that mean? You have like a distinct personality or something?
How long have you owned them? Is every tourist's first question. He doesn't own them at all, Bittner replies. They're their own birds, wild as the jungles they usually inhabit. As Bittner patiently explains, they are either former pets or their descendants. They escaped into the trees, bred, and formed a wild flock of 40 to 50 birds in the middle of San Francisco. The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill is as much about the human condition as it is about parrots. It's the story of a would-be musician who was homeless in the streets of San Francisco. Then he found a calling in observing these birds.
A lot of the information that I had right at the start was easy to know, but nobody was interested. Nobody cared. From the official bird world, it just wasn't a thing of interest because they were non-native. I mean, you had from one end the parrot industry, which is saying, you know, this is escaped merchandise, this is terrible. And then you have the birders, which are going, these birds are non-native, they don't belong here. They're as bad as starlings. So there was no interest from either side. In fact, I was the only one studying them.
Because Bittner turned out to be an acute observer with a wry and intelligent point of view, his voiceover is filled with involving ideas about the parrots and their lives. You not only learn more than you'd think there was to know about bird psychology, but also about the life experiences of a seeker after truth who discovered wisdom and love in his hilly urban neighborhood. It is the emotional intensity of Bittner's experiences with parrots that forms one of the keys to the film's appeal, experiences so strong and moving that he himself wonders, how do you get so attached to an animal?
I know there's lots of people, you know, that have experienced something like this, but in a certain sense they're a lot purer than we are because we have a lot of neurotic thoughts, things that, you know, bind us up inside, and we play a lot of games that animals don't play. They're really straightforward.
The other key is that the filmmaker shot over an extended period of time, more than 5 years. Wild Parrots ends up going to places neither the subject nor the filmmaker could have anticipated. It wasn't a plan, it just happened, Bittner says of his life with the birds. The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill is filled with vivid footage of these remarkable birds on the wing and in repose. A surprisingly sweet and involving glimpse of intertwined lives that refuse to remain earthbound.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.